This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital ER room workers, also our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, that's everybody. Thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out my website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from Chile, California, where he's at, we've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning.
Good morning, Captain.
We'll just call you Chili. How's that?
Oh, sure. Well, it is a little chilly here tonight. That's right.
Yeah, and it's still 69 degrees here and cloudy, but and we still have some fog around the edges. Okay, you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, before we get to little Dr. Fauci, we need to get to the alleged arsonist who set the Fox Christmas tree on fire. He was released late last night on no bail. Why? Because even though it caused about $500,000 in damage, that tree, wow, isn't that something, $500,000? Even though that happened, the provisions for bail didn't apply to his offense. Isn't that something?
Well, that is just horrible. Here's somebody who went and evidently, you know, set fire to this, not only this beautiful Christmas tree, but it caused a very, very big fire, Captain. There's just no doubt about it. Put people at risk, that's for sure. It's definitely mayhem of sorts of that. But what they're going to be doing, Captain, they're rebuilding this tree. They're outside the Fox News building. And on Thursday's installment of the five, so that's today, they're going to be relighting the new Christmas tree. So they're just going to put it right back. And also, Captain, get this. Fox News Media and Fox Corporation have now made a $100,000 donation to a group called Answer the Call, and this gives financial assistance to the families of fallen service members of the FDNY and the NYPD. And they, as a way to say thank you for coming out so quickly and dealing with this and putting out the fire and doing a great job.
Well, that's very good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Okay, because that is a charity that's been around for a number of years, and it does definitely help the first responders. All right, well, here we go. The definition of fully vaccinated in the United States will be changed soon, so says little Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Well, that's right. Well, you know, I was fully vaccinated, and I guess then I wasn't, I guess, until I got a booster. So maybe I'm back in that column. I'm not sure because it could probably change by 9 o'clock tomorrow morning or something. Who knows?
Well, Dr. Fauci says it's going to be a matter of when, not if. And fully vaccinated at present refers to a person receiving two doses of the Pfizer, Moderna, or a single version of the Johnson & Johnson jab. Now, they are going to add a third shot. That third shot, more than likely, is going to be the booster.
Well, that's right. That's right. So, and remember, this definition is going to be fluid, I'm pretty sure, and it's also going to be one of the determining factors. If you could get on an airplane, maybe, let's say, you know, this. So, I mean, they could come out and change things pretty quickly on the fly, and you might, you know, find yourself, uh-oh, I haven't had the extra shot yet, or the fourth theta variant shot, or whatever it's going to be. But here we go again with Dr. Fauci.
Yeah, and it's really getting old with him, don't you think?
Well, you know, I've said for a while, and I've thought that, you know, Fauci, if, no matter what he says, half the country is going to be mad, or half the country is going to say, Dr. Fauci has doth said that we shall do this, that kind of thing. And I really do think mm-hmm. he needs to retire, step down, or be replaced. Because I don't think we can unify and talk about this whole thing really as a country anymore because Dr. Fauci is such a lightning rod.
And, of course, de Blasio's mandate that he just put into effect, that goes into effect December 27th, less than a week before he leaves office. Is that public health safety he's got in mind, or is that maybe political payback?
Political payback, and, you know, this is how the ilk of de Blasio thinks. They honestly believe. You know, he was saying the other day, well, you know, if government comes out and does this, it makes it easier for the companies to do this and whatnot and so forth. But I don't think that's what companies really, really think. I don't think that's what company owners really think. To a great degree, Captain, I think most businesses want government to get out of their way so that they can do business. And I don't think they're looking to the government for that kind of leadership per se, because it's really just more authoritarianism. And again, it's not about the vaccine or its efficacy. It's about the ability for government to simply mandate things.
Alrighty, hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And Kyle Warren and I will be right back. So Kathy is going to take us to break, and she's going to give you the phone number. Here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Words and music. For the last year, the Federal Reserve has told us inflation is, in a word, transitory. But the Fed can't fight the music of inflation. It's what happens when we print trillions of dollars. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I've built the number one precious metals firm in the country by adding massive value. And Advantage Gold wants to earn your business by doing that for you right now. My best-selling gold inflation index report retails for $500. I want to email it to all serious investors with retirement accounts for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole, no gimmicks. Simply text the letters GII to 49776. I'll email you my best-selling gold inflation report right now. Text GII to 49776. That's GII to 49776. Let Advantage Gold add massive value, and then we'll ask for your business. Text GII to 49776.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce. Heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All right, we are going to do it. Thanks very much, Mr. Frank. We appreciate that. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell's MyPillow, MyPillow.com, the website. And all you got to do, folks, to support a great American and a great American company and the folks that work for him up there in Minnesota is to go to the website, MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Go to that website, and you will see a lot of different products that are there. It's not just about pillows. There's plenty of other things there, but you'll be able to see all the different products they have. And it all says it's got a price, and it says with promo code, prices, whatever. Well, your promo code is always going to be the word Captain. Yep, Captain. That gets you the discount, and it gets you the tremendous savings. Now, when you go over to the Radio Listener Specials page, which you'll see, you'll find discounts there of as much as 75% on many items that are there. So again, the promo code will always be the word Captain. And if you want to call them and speak to a live person on the phone, you can do that by dialing them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Give them a call. Speak to a live person. Again, your promo code will always be the word Captain. So it's MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. And if you want to call them, the phone number is 800-641-5459. Order now and you won't have any problem at all getting it by Christmas. It doesn't take that long to get the products. They have just about everything that's listed in stock right now. And if not, it doesn't take very long to get it. So there you go. All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I want to talk about a couple of Democratic senators whose name we haven't mentioned yet. But now we're going to. One of them is Montana Senator John Tester. And another one, and he's a Democrat, as I said, another one is Democratic Senator from West Virginia, Joe Manchin. Now, the two of them teamed up and managed to stop Joe Biden's vaccine mandate for private businesses going through, and the bill was, in fact, repealed by legislation. So, guess what? Zero for one is Joe Biden in that front.
Well, that's right. Yeah, the final Senate vote was 52-48. Yeah, you're right, with Joe Manchin and John Tester joining all of the Republicans to rescind the vaccine requirements. And they do this through a process called the Congressional Review Act. Definitely, Captain, I think that what we're looking at here is the fact that cover is now being built up for Democrats, especially, to be able to go against Joe Biden and his vaccine mandate, or other things even that Joe Biden
Correct.
Might say or do, because people are seeing what's happening out there, it's almost as if they want to ask the Biden administration, mm-hmm. you actually want to take away police and firefighters? Are you crazy?
Well, they do, and they already have. They've laid off a bunch of firefighters in New York, as well as police officers, as well as health care workers in New York City have lost their jobs over this vaccine mandate. And the New York City corrections officers now are suing over de Blasio's COVID-19 vaccine mandate and the work conditions that they find themselves under.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, Captain, wasn't it just a short time ago, just, you know, a few months or about a year ago, when Joe Biden would have been lauding the heroes of the healthcare workers and the first responders and so forth, but now suddenly they're public enemy number one, and this is just crazy time.
Okay, so now let's go across the country and let's go to Los Angeles. Now the story initially said 500 teachers were laid off because of not being vaccinated. The story actually is 500 teachers and school district employees have been laid off.
Well, that's exactly right. So there was the school board there voted 7-0, basically to get rid of about 496 different employees. But unfortunately, this is not going to bode well for students.
That's You're going to wind up shutting schools down.
Well, what else would you do?
And busing kids across town to go to school.
That's right. And the teachers that do remain are so overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. Literally having to do everything at school.
Yeah.
You can't sustain that. You can't sustain working 7 days.
And let's just talk about the bus drivers for a minute. Where the hell are they going to get the extra bus drivers?
Well, that's right.
They can't fill the buses now.
Well, that's
with drivers.
Exactly. So, but the division continues. I think this is where the politics really comes into it. The division continues of people literally getting at each other's throats because they don't share the same opinion about vaccination or this kind of thing, or actually really maybe more important, vaccine mandates. It just seems to be playing into the hands, Captain, of anybody who thinks that destabilizing the United States is the best idea.
Yeah, and it's really a situation where, unfortunately, you can't really get a grip on this because no matter what you do, these woke school districts and cities and whatnot, they're going to lay these people off and they're going to go, well, they've all got to be vaccinated. In the meantime, they got all these cases in court that are coming up. I don't understand why they don't put them all in one big class action suit, but they haven't done that.
No, not that we know of. But, you know, Captain, I think it's really, I don't know if it's just bragging rights or just the feeling that, look what we did. We got rid of these people who weren't going to get vaccinated, and so we're helping people, you know. I mean, I just think that they're deluded to such a great degree. You know, we've talked about the vaccine so much on the program, and we talked about getting boosters, and we talked about all this stuff. But so this is, we're talking about a different political thing where you have these power players trying to literally sort of set up their own, you know, fame and fortune and so forth with all this. And they don't care if the kids don't have teachers.
Now, we had a situation yesterday in Midland, Texas, where a Texas gunman who had shot a Midland police officer claiming self-defense was, in fact, exonerated by his jury in the trial that he had. I feel sorry for the police officer and his family, but apparently the police officer just went into the house without really following a certain amount of procedures and wound up losing his life. It's a terrible situation.
It is. It is a terrible situation. That's exactly right. And I suppose when the facts of the case were looked at, that was the decision, yeah.
Now, there's a far-left Seattle council member who is a definite communist person, Kashami Sawant, and she's in recall danger now after Tuesday's vote in Seattle.
Well, right. You know, people are just, again, I think they, you know, it's the old phrase, something looks good on paper, you know, it just...
Yeah.
This doesn't look good, I mean, in the sense of what a lot of these politicians campaigned on or what they said, but the reality is horrible.
Now, we didn't say much about the Jesse Smollett trial because I really wasn't all that interested in it, and I didn't really think that they were going to throw the book at him, but they might. they might, because the jurors in his trial now are deliberating, and they were dismissed yesterday for the day after making a special request to the court.
Right. Well, do you know what that request was?
I haven't looked.
Yeah. Well, I think that, Captain, you know, what, at least what the prosecutors were talking about there at the end, and certainly what the defense was talking about, you know, it just shows that Smollett is maybe just divorced himself from reality. If you notice how he sort of walks into the court and is sort of hand in hand with his family, and it's almost as if he's putting on this show, like I'm persevering through this horrible thing that's befallen me or something like that. But nobody buys it. I don't know one person, not one person, who thinks, oh yes, this is all real, and he really was jumped by MAGA supporters because, and he went out in the middle of the night to get some eggs because that was going to be his dietary, you know, workout routine or something like that. And so I don't know if it was Rocky Balboa going out to get eggs in the middle of the night. I might believe it more than Jesse Smollett.
Yeah. Now, we aren't going to have time to get into this story, but when we come back, folks, I'm sure plenty of you have heard of an organization called Reese Across America, which is a very solid American patriotic group, which is out there, and they lay wreaths on the graves of the soldiers that have died in the military cemeteries. And this is something that when I tell you what's going on right now and who's challenging them and whatnot, you're not going to be happy. But anyway, here we go. So, Kyle, you hang on, and folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down. And inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News.
Senator Joe Manchin is discussing small changes to Senate rules with Republicans. Manchin's discussions with GOP colleagues come as Democrats are trying to win over their conservative colleague on a push to, quote, restore the Senate, including making changes to the 60-vote legislative filibuster. Members of GOP leadership told The Hill that Manchin has reached out to them to float potential ideas with an eye toward making it easier to get votes and bills to the floor. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is not mincing words when it comes to the events surrounding January 6th.
I'll never forgive former President of the United States and his lackeys and his bullies that he sent to the Capitol for the trauma that wasn't what was exerted on our staff.
That's House Speaker Nancy Pelosi addressing reporters during a weekly press conference on Wednesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. And partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNlive.com.
Professor of Politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I do believe I will. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Remember, Relief Factor is a product that I've been taking for well over 6 years. It is part of my daily routine because of the struggles that I have with not only the back problem I've got, but also my right shoulder, my left wrist, and my left leg and ankle and foot. And this is something that actually works. And as a result of being able to make this work and take it, I've gotten rid of having to take the Mobic and Flexeril prescription drugs, and that was a happy thing because it had some side effects with me that I didn't care for. Now, I am taking Relief Factor, which is made up of turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which does help the body's natural response to inflammation, and it will lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you've got by going right straight to the source. Now, it's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins. And it only costs $19.95 to start it and get it off the ground. It's a 3-week quick start and see what it'll do for you. Now, the website that you go to check it out is relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. And $19.95 on a 3-week quick start, because after all you have to lose is pain. Isn't that right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
All right. Now, this is a story that just absolutely frosts me. We have an outfit called Reese Across America, and It is a group of volunteers. A lot of them are military. Some of them are Gold Star mothers and fathers that are out there, and they're putting the wreaths on the grave markers in the military cemeteries. And they do it by large groups, I might add. They go out there and make a day out of it. And they get it all done so that they can try to do it between now and Christmas time and have it there for the holidays, which looks very nice. Now we've got a group, which I think has changed its name from what it used to be. But we've got a group, and you got the name of the group, so go ahead, Kyle.
That's right, Captain. It's called the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, or MRFF.
Oh, boy.
And what they're doing is they're coming against Wreaths Across America, which has been doing this for about 30 years,
yep.
placing wreaths at the literally thousands of military grave sites across the country. And what the Military Religious Freedom Foundation is saying is that the doing this is, quote, unconstitutional, an atrocity, and a disgrace, unquote. Now, where they base this, Captain, is that they believe, and of course they believe that the wreath is what they call a hijacked from paganism symbol of Christianity.
Uh-huh.
And yes, even though the wreath, the evergreen, may symbolize Christ and eternal life and so forth, it culturally, I think you'd have to get into the nuts and bolts to talk about that kind of stuff. But most people, when they see a wreath, that's not the first thing that comes to their mind, I'm sure. It's more of a cultural holiday. It's Christmas time, this kind of thing. And so that being said, I think they're trying to base their argument that somehow they're defacing all these graves of people who may not have been Christian in life. But it doesn't sound like the strongest argument in the world, because like you said, I think people look out and they see all the wreaths and they think that it looked nice, and it was a way, what Wreaths Across America is trying to do is trying to honor those who have fallen. That's what they're trying to do. I don't think that they're trying to somehow insult people or make them upset or any of this kind of thing. But we see this kind of thing. But what happens, Captain, I think, is that you get these kinds of groups. They really are just, well, number one, they're hostile towards Christianity. There's no doubt about that. They're not neutral, at least from what I can tell. And they're just trying to, it's a power play, just like anything else.
Well, there was a church in Kansas that used to chase them around and try to give them a hard time and actually go to the cemeteries and stand there and try to block them, this, that, and the other. And they were basically ordered by court order to cease and desist. Now, I wonder if this isn't a spin-up of that same group.
We don't have info on that, at least at this point. But again, you know, there's so many symbols of the holidays, by the way, that people don't realize the underlying meanings of them. But I don't think that this particular
yeah.
group is trying to.
And a Christmas wreath is the spirit of Christmas. It's got nothing to do. Nobody's commercializing anything. You're not advertising anything.
Well, no, and you're not performing some kind of religious ceremony of any kind with this. I have a chance to think, Captain, any symbol of Christmas time, this group might take a front.
Well, when you got a moron in New York City that decides to burn down a Christmas tree, and they're putting it up at record speed again, rebuilding the same tree or one similar to it, and they're going to do the lighting on the 5 today. Did you say today?
It's going to be on the Thursday edition of the 5. That's right. And they come on, I believe, 5 o'clock Eastern time. That's right, 5 p.m. But one other thing, too, Captain, is that, again, there's as you say at the top of the program every hour, right, our country was based on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I'll tell you this, the military, what's it called again, the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, would find itself in a very, very different world
right.
if our country wasn't based on Judeo-Christian values of equality and the rule of law and these kinds of things that are outgrowths
mm-hmm.
of Western civilization.
Mm-hmm.
They'd have a real hard time in an authoritarian area.
All right, now getting back to some news, and again, this is a little political news. I hate to make it political, but the Sheriff's Association in various states where they've been having the smash and grabs, the retail thefts.
Right.
The White House is trying to take credit, saying that it's helping to combat the surge in retail thefts. Well, the sheriff's associations in those same states are saying they haven't seen the White House or anyone from the federal administration.
Right, because once again, it's about creating an illusion. It's about creating an illusion so that they get some kind of positive news cycle. They because nothing is happening organically on its own that everybody would celebrate.
Let's just state the fact that in this particular case, according to the sheriff's associations in the states where they've been doing the smash and grabs, the Biden administration is lying. They put out a false press release.
Well, right. I think they're grasping at straws now, Captain. They literally have nothing to hang on to. They see what's coming in 2022. They're going to try to make it all about Trump again. They're going to try to scare everybody with the variant, and they're going to try to gin up the January 6th thing and all this stuff. Anything but have to talk about how Joe Biden single-handedly, evidently, has laid waste to the greatest economy we've seen, you know, in a century in this country.
The greatest economy we've seen in a century? Somebody's smoking dope.
Yeah. Well, what I mean to say, he's laid waste to what Trump was up to, what he was doing, the fact that people were working, people were doing things, and the country was prospering and we were moving forward. But Joe Biden laid waste to all of that.
By the way, did you see Hillary Clinton yesterday give her emotional reading of the 2016 victory speech she never got a chance to give?
No, I'm glad to say I think I missed that.
Well, I did too, but it's being described as a master class in delusion.
That's probably going to be about right. Yeah, the victory speech I could never give. Come on, man. I'll just do a Joe Biden on that.
And by the way, Kevin McCarthy has come out and said Joe Biden's work-from-home policy for federal employees now looks like it's a scam.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Well,
there's a whole bunch of people that are at home, but they're not working.
Yeah. Well, I can imagine.
And they're getting paid.
I can imagine. As we were talking about things being an illusion, that's what the Democrat Party elite want to create. It reminds me, Captain, of the old days of the Soviet Union, where they tell you what to think. They tell you what to think about things and how to perceive them.
Now, there are some political leaders in the United States that are talking about a nuclear attack on Russia over the Ukraine. If they go in there, that we would go after them nuclear. And Chelsea Gabbard came on and said these people are either insane, a sociopath, or a sadist, because all we'd wind up doing is killing each other and destroying each one's worlds.
Well, yes, that's right. Yeah. We wouldn't get to that point.
Hold that thought. We're coming back with more Trucker News Highway and Byway music. Ron Edwards is going to take us to break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra-long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Satellite Blues, AC/DC. I'll give that one a 10.
Yep, that's a 10.
Ed Howe, you want to talk about rocking. You're rocking the house on that one. All right, well, Kyle, take it away out west, and we got some new stories over here on my side of the coast, so go ahead.
Well, that's right, folks. We've got a lot that we're looking at out west tonight. Winter storm warning in the Seattle area there, also around Portland. And we're looking at, of course, rain in those areas. Looks like that's going to be coming in over the next few days. Definitely on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday in Seattle. So you've got that happening there. And then also, Captain, we've got a freeze watch in the California Central Valley, California Highway 99, also Interstate 5. We've also got freeze watches in parts of Northern California. So we do have a system coming in right now in Northern California. That's going to be a lot of rain. It's also going to bring rain down into Southern California. So if you're going to be out, for example, traveling the high desert and so forth, you're still probably going to get a lot of this rain into Thursday afternoon. It should be clearing out as we head into Thursday night. But we do have a freeze watch also around Las Vegas, Nevada. So if you're traveling on Interstate 15 heading that way, definitely want to be aware of that. Winter storm warnings all through the state of Utah up Interstate 15 from St. George to Logan. Also over in Colorado, and then this is going to be west of I-25, lots of winter storm warnings, lots of snow, and even avalanche warnings as well. So be careful as you travel across I-70. Southern Wyoming, same story, winter weather advisory all through that area as well. Be careful out there.
Yeah, I-80 all the way across Wyoming tonight, snow, folks, and that snow continues all the way about halfway across Nebraska tonight over the winter storm warning, and then you've got just a general snow falling over east of Omaha up into the northwestern corner of Iowa, and then it goes up into the southwestern side of Minnesota right now where they're getting snow, across I-90 all the way across Rochester, Minnesota. You're certainly getting it. I-35, you got about probably 50 to 75 miles north-south of up in the middle of the state. Also the western half of Wisconsin getting snow right now. Again, I-90, if you're on I-90, you're going to have it almost all the way over, not quite to, but pretty close to Madison, Wisconsin. Now, up there in Lake Superior, Lake Huron, we got some windy conditions off the lake. We do have some snow again, lake effect snow, dropping into the Upper Peninsula area. We also have a unique situation, again, unfolding on Lake Ontario and Lake Erie. Now, we have got winter storm advisory in the Buffalo area right now for lake effect significant snow event to occur for the next 24 to 36 hours along I-90 and up along the Lake Ontario edge all the way over to I-81 and then all the way to the Thousand Islands Bridge up there the other side of Watertown. The snow will continue across into Ripley and over into, it looks like, Erie. You're going to have snow in Erie, Pennsylvania, and you could have some snow on and off all the way over towards Toledo. Now, we do have some snow up in the northeastern corner of Maine tonight with some gale-force winds right there off the coastline. Now, we've got heavy pea soup fog. We've just had a new advisory posted here in Florida, I-75 from Fort Myers on up all the way to, let's see here, Pasco County and further north as well, up towards Crystal River and Homosassa along the water's edge, it looks like, inland about 10 miles. They've got a dense fog advisory. But out of Tampa, it goes across to almost Orlando right now. So be advised up and down I-75 over here for about 50 to 75 miles, and going east out of Tampa for about 45 miles, you're going to be in dense fog. And then, of course, dense fog along the Pensacola, Florida, Mobile, Alabama, over to Biloxi, down to New Orleans, on up into about 100 miles north into Mississippi, Alabama, over into Atlanta, Georgia, and over into South Carolina. It's pretty much following I-20 and I-85 with the fog tonight. And straight up and down central part of Georgia, probably about 50 miles or so. Okay, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show, my friend.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, and we'll talk to you tonight.
Sounds Sounds good, Captain.
Okay, Kyle Warren, and of course, remember the Truckers Highway Bible Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops. And in that area where we told you about the winter storm warning and possibly more coming in measured in feet, you might want to camp out at the Flying J if you're in some bad weather. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a busy morning for news. I mean, there's news everywhere you freaking look. Now, I'm going to start with what's on your little note there. Mark Meadows is suing Nancy Pelosi and the January 6th committee ahead of the contempt charges coming against him. There's a lot of stuff that's going to go back and forth here that I think Meadows is going to make public as to what they're doing, and I don't think the Democrats want it out there.
Well, this is really, he called it a fishing expedition. I think it's actually worse than that, to be honest with you. I think he was just being kind. The commission has been working, let me say it this way. They have gone to the telecommunications companies to go in the back door and get access to telephone calls and text messages for Mark Meadows and really anybody else, including members of the House and or Senate, for what they knew and what they did, what they said, what they whatever, prior to January 6th, during January 6th, and after January 6th. Well, first of all, Mark Meadows, as chief of staff for Trump, had executive privilege. He has, in fact, already cooperated to where he has turned over non-compromising or non-protected communications, but they want more. So that's why he is suing for a judge to determine if that would stand up or not.
Okay, hold that thought, folks. We're going to come back, talk about that a little bit more, and then we'll get going on the other news of the night and whatnot. And we will be back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we're going to go to the top of the hour news break.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar four or more times a day and inject insulin three or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.